The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Genuinely surprised by this headline. Ireland has the third lowest childhood vaccine coverage amongst high-income nations globally. It also has the sixth lowest coverage amongst the countries on the European continent and the second lowest amongst Western European nations. How new is this? Kingston Mills is the Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Hello, Kingston.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Were you surprised by these? Because I was.
No, I wasn't. I mean, there's been a trend across Europe and the world, in fact, of a drop in vaccination rates in the last few years. Up until 2019, there was a dramatic increase in vaccination rates, and the consequence of that was millions of lives saved. It's estimated that 150 million lives of children were saved by vaccination over the last 50 years. So it's had a huge positive impact. But what's happened really since the COVID pandemic, the uptake has plateaued, and in some countries, including Ireland, it's falling. And that's resulting in more children and adults becoming susceptible to infectious diseases that might kill them.
And are we talking, I mean, obviously the MMR is something that people will be familiar with, that there's a discussion among some people whether or not that should be administered or individually administered. Are we talking about the things like the 7-in-1 that keep diphtheria at bay?
Yeah, I mean, all of the vaccines, but the MMR is a good example. The MMR includes the measles vaccine, and the uptake of that in Ireland, the most recent statistic for 2024 showed it was 89.9%. Now, that vaccine is extremely effective. It's 97% effective for two doses, so 97% of people will be protected. But if the uptake in the population drops below 95%, it doesn't give herd immunity. So with an uptake of 89.9%, we're not covering enough of the population to ensure that we have protection in the whole population. And that's the problem. And Ireland is at the bottom end of the ladder in terms of uptake of measles and some of the other ones. But it is a global trend across Europe and the world.
What is it going to take for people to start taking this seriously? Is it that we, you know, start seeing children with measles on the street, people bleeding through their eyes because they're not vaccinated against something that was banished 100 years ago? How are we going to start getting through to those holdouts who are for some reason deciding that vaccination isn't for their kids?
I think, you know, it's important that people like myself and others in the scientific and medical professions, you know, outline the benefits and indeed the risks of vaccination. There are some risks, but the benefits are huge. And in order to achieve a higher uptake, we need to look at ways of improving the sort of reach out of vaccine. It's a little bit haphazard in Ireland in that, you know, you're relying on the parents to take the children to the GP and the GP being fastidious about ensuring that all the children are vaccinated. In the UK, where the GPs are funded by the NHS, they actually get a bonus, the BP practice, if they get their vaccination rate above 95%. So a carrot and stick approach in the UK, even though they're suffering also, but not as badly as we are from a recent drop-off. So I think we do need some imaginative approaches for ensuring that the uptake is improved here. Another issue in Ireland...
People will know your profession if they talk to you for any length of time. You obviously will, from time to time, meet holdouts. I mean, do you tackle it head on, or do you try and coerce people into your point of view?
No, you never coerce people into your point of view. You give them the facts, and then they make up their own minds. So it has to be evidence-based decisions. And I think hesitancy is an issue that has become probably greater. And a lot of that is down to misinformation. So there's been a lot of misinformation about the negative effects of vaccination. And I'm not saying that there aren't side effects, because there are. But, one has to weigh up those potential side effects against the huge benefits of life-saving vaccines and explain to people that, if you look at the measles, it's a very good example. in the there was a serious number of measles cases in Europe in 2024, about 25,000 cases. 87% of those cases were in people that hadn't been vaccinated. So it just shows the benefit of the vaccine. And if you don't get the and 19 of those people died from measles. So people, 19 people who had children who hadn't been vaccinated died from measles. And so a life-threatening disease that was preventable by vaccine was not prevented, and the children died because they hadn't had vaccine. It's as simple as that.
Okay, we leave it there for now. Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College, Dublin. I'm sure we'll get plenty of texts in from the anti-vax crowd because, trust me, if I haven't opened Twitter yet, they'll be there shortly because you start talking about vaccines and amazingly you start getting piled on. But I want to hear from someone who's concerned and holding back. Just why? Why would you do that? Why? What is the issue in your head? Because I'm genuinely interested.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.